greetings and welcome all you swinging gates. Here's your jug of Jubilee from the United States. Yes, gang, we're coming on like 14 cannons in a piccolo. In exactly 1 minute from now, all you hip chicks and hep hermits will be knee-deep in symphonic sawdust and tutti frutti. Today, we're taking up the solid subject of sarcology. So cop a lamp at the groovy group of professors and professorettes who lead you through the righteous riffs and reets. Reading from left to right, we have Fletcher Henderson and his mighty masters of hep harmony, the charioteers who vulcanize and varnish a voot vocal, Eddie Green, a lost patrol from Duffy's Tavern, Jimmy Basquette, AWOL from Amos and Andy, and last, but coming up fast, your mistress of ceremonies, the gal with the tinsel tonsils, Lena Horn.
Thank you, and hello, fellas. It's a real thrill acting as your mistress of ceremonies on Jubilee and pinch-hitting for Ernie Bubbles Whitman. We have a sack of sweet and heat to distribute to you, so edge in closer, closer, just a little closer. That's enough. I've been so busy reading your letters, and from what I gather, when it's Jubilee time, the clock stops all over the world. And we're going to steal a few minutes to answer some of your requests. I know I have a couple of songs to sprinkle you with, but first, here's Fletcher Henderson and his band to shatter the walls of Hot Horn Hall with Jeep Rhythm. You really gave that sonata the full treatment. And now I see the baton pointing in my direction, which means a pin-up song for Private Vernon Powell and the Playboys at APL 528, Sergeant Eddie Webb Jr., Hi Jr., at 986, Staff Sergeant Abe Shapiro at 986, and Staff Sergeant James E. Samuels at 761. And fellas, along with this song go my hearty thanks for your very flattering comments. You know what I mean. It's Honeysuckle Rose, and I hope you like it. Every honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose. And when we're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. And I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your complexion, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Every honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose. Passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. Gee, it's sweet when you stir it up. Oh, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose. Thank you. Thank you very much. The barometer here in Hothorn Hall is rapidly going down, which means something is brewing. And I don't mean a storm. It's Eddie Green from Duffy's Tavern and Jimmy Basquette of Amos and Andy ancestry.
Well, Eddie, I got a way for you and I to make some real money.
Oh, now that's nice. That's nice. How are we going to do it? How are we going to do it?
Do you remember that old house down at the park in the road that everybody says is haunted?
You mean the house where the old man was murdered?
Yeah, that same one.
Yeah.
Now, Eddie, all you got to do is sleep in that house all night, and in the morning, you get
$50. You mean my widow get $50?
No, for goodness sake, no. That haunted house can't scare us.
Us? You going with me?
No, you going down there representing me.
After them go see me, they're going to have a very poor opinion of you out there.
But, Eddie, you don't have to be afraid.
Don't have to.
The only person who ever lived in that house was old Miser Gray.
Old Miser.
Of course, you know what a miser is.
Oh, man, yeah, sure, I know.
You do, huh?
Sure, man.
Well, what is a miser?
Miser is a man what eats mice.
That's a crying shame. That's ridiculous. No, it isn't.
Don't
you? A miser's a man who hoards his gold.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, old Miser Gray had $1 million in gold ore.
Gold or what?
Gold? Gold ore. Gold ore.
Yeah, but gold or what?
Gold or nothing.
Oh, it was broke.
It is gold in its raw state. Gold. Bullion.
Oh, so?
No, Eddie, no. Just gold. Oh. And we are going to get it.
Yeah, how are we going to get it? How are we going to get it?
Well, I'll tell you. Uh-huh. Now, under the house, there's a vault. And in that vault is Miser Gray's body. Now, when you throw open the vault door...
You mean if I throw open it?
All right, if you do,
yeah.
The cold air rushing into the old vault causes the dead man to raise up.
The dead man raises up?
Yes, he raises up.
Who sees that when it happens?
You do.
No, I don't. I'm home by then.
Eddie, don't you realize you can't run through that wood?
Can't.
The tree is only 6 inches apart.
Oh, man, when I'm running, 6 inches of the boulevard.
Eddie, you're just trying to kid me.
I
know that you're a brave man.
Yeah,
I can see you now, yeah. Standing in front of that haunted house.
In front.
Hundreds of people have gathered around to see you waylay that ghost. And there you stand. Coolness in your eyes, eagerness in your shoulders,
yeah.
Courage in your heart,
yeah.
Determination in your body.
Uh-huh.
And do you know why you stand there?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing in my feet.
No, Eddie, you're figuring out a plan. And suddenly from the house comes a blood-curdling yell.
Yeah.
Little children hide their faces and scamper away. Women scream and run after them. Strong men turn and run for their lives. All but one. And who is that one?
I don't know. I left with the kids.
No, you didn't.
No.
You rush right into the house.
Yeah.
And just as you get inside,
yeah.
A ghost comes through one wall as if there was no wall.
And I goes through the other wall the same.
No, you can't do that, Eddie.
Don't
you can't. No. No, you don't. The ghost stretches out one clammy hand.
And I stretches out two clammy feet.
Eddie. Huh? He touches you.
No, he don't. No, no, I don't. I'm gone.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I is. I'm
no,
gone.
But you're not.
Don't tell me I ain't gone. I'm gone.
Yeah?
I'm gone.
Well, if you're gone, what's that thing I see struggling with the ghost?
That's my shadow. I couldn't wait for him.
Oh.
And now, fellas, we further the cause of Hep Harmony by enticing one of the finest vocal groups in America to dig you with a song or so. Charter members of Jubilee with their dues paid till 1987. Here are the Charioteers.
Swing shift all night, turning up a quarter. All right, now I'm beat right down to the sod, and I got to dig myself some nod. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Oh, well, the noise of the river turned out, I don't mind, because the man with the whiskers got a lot behind him. Now I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punchy with that bottle blue. I gotta give my all out if I'm gonna give it, and I gotta get some shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out front with that milk barrage. It's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Milkman, stop that great A riot. Cut out if you can lullaby it. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Knocking on a fat tank all day. Working on Obama, okay. Boy, you blast my wig with those clinks. And I got to get my 40 winks. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Keep quiet!
thank you, charioteers. And thanks for that double dose of dulcet tone. And for machinist mate second class Harold Hampshire and gang, plowing the briny deep, First Sergeant Charlie Hightower, APO 980, and Corporal William Darby at 550, here's Fletcher Henderson and band, set to seal, stamp, and deliver you with a familiar minuet called Rose Room. Get it, Fletcher. Let those buzz bugles and woodwinds cool off while I remind the fellas that the doors of Hothorn Hall are always wide open for requests and suggestions. To give it that personal touch, drop a few lines of directions to Jubilee Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And I'll be down at the corner waiting for the mailman every day. Now to answer a request all you boys were nice enough and sweet enough to write in for, here's Mad About the Boy. Mad about the boy. It's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there's maybe something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue in some strange way, I'm glad about the boy. I'm hardly sent sentimental. And love isn't so sublime. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to wait much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't, because I'm mad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental, and love isn't so sublime. I've got to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't, because I'm mad about the boy. I'm mad about the boy. Thank you, thank you. And before we turn the key on this jubilee, Professor Fletcher Henderson has a final word he wants to edge in musically. According to Corporal Alvin A. Johnson, this arrangement belongs in the Hall of Flame. All right, Fletch, I toss, you catch. Fellas, here we are at the exit door of Hawthorn Hall, and it seems like we just came in. We're sending this music and laughter we call Jubilee for a half hour a week. But gang, we're beaming love at you 48 hours a day. That's a double helping for each of you. Can you take it? Can you? From reading between lines in some of your letters, I think you can. Until next week, when we again knock on your tents, this is Lena Horne saying, so long, lots of love. So long.
All you Jacks and Jills have been vaccinated, renovated, and elevated by that new discovery, Vitamin J, a product of Jubilee and Company, which is presented and lamented by the Armed Forces Radio Service.